Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
If you're a woman and you have to fill out a form for pretty much any reason, it will ask you about your marital status, and usually such information is irrelevant. So is it about time we got rid of Miss or Mrs or even Ms? In today's Irish Times, Catherine Mack argues that it is. Catherine, good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you doing?
What kind of circumstances have you found that you have to tell people your marital status?
Well, I think the one incident I wrote about in the Irish Times was not long after my marriage broke up, sadly. I guess that's when I became more sensitive to the issue. But I was in the doctor's surgery and the receptionist asked me, you know, quite loudly, "Are you Miss or Mrs?" Mm. And I was just completely stumped and said, "Well, actually, I'm Ms." And she said, "Sorry?" I said, "Ms, M-S." I had to spell it out, just wanting to cringe. But then I became aware that really everywhere I go now, I'm asked for the same thing. I'm asked to give my title before I can proceed to the next stage of making a purchase or whatever.
Does Ms. not work?
Ms. is fine for me. I don't mind. For me, it's not so much the fact. I mean, I think it's great that there is a neutral title that we can use, but I just don't see why we actually have to give our titles anymore. And what astounds me is that there are so many organizations, from Aer Lingus to Irish Rail, where you have to put in your title online before you can proceed. So I just don't see the relevance. And also, of course, the main point being that men's titles aren't related to their marital status. So in that case, it's sort of discriminatory, I think.
Yeah, and it's also odd in those situations that, I mean, you could perhaps argue that we need to know what gender you are.
Yeah.
But, you know, they'll ask Mr., Ms., Mrs., whatever, but then they'll ask, "Are you male or female?" underneath that anyway.
Yeah, and it's a different issue, really. And, of course, that's an issue with gender fluidity and all of those issues today. It's a very separate issue politically, but I really don't understand why in this day and age we need to give our marital status as a woman.
In a case as well, and you do allude to this, that when someone's divorced or separated, and particularly if it's the woman, if she's travelling, if she's getting on an airplane with kids and the kids have a different surname to her, that can be a problem.
Yeah, that has been a problem for me, and I was completely... I didn't change my name when I married anyway. It just never really occurred to me to change it. And I was coming back from Holland once, and it was actually in Holland that I was stopped and said, you know, "Do you have your..." I was with the kids, and they said, "Do you have the kids' birth certificate?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Well, you don't have the same name. We don't know that you're their mother." And I was completely stumped. And from then on, they let me off. But from then on, I get a letter of permission from their father when I travel with them, which is fine. That works for me because we have an amicable situation. But for some, that's not always possible.
Yeah. And you can understand the logic of that, I suppose, in cases of, you know, kids being taken out of the country without parental permission. But even still, for you to be put in a situation where you have to ask permission.
Yeah.
Is absolutely crazy. Are there any parts of the world that we could look at where they've overcome this problem?
Yeah, I mentioned this in the article, actually. I'm also a travel writer, so I was writing about Germany recently, and I only found out then that the word Fräulein, which I had learned at school, meaning miss, no longer really exists in Germany, and that they've removed it from all official documents and general use. It's just not used. So now they just use the Miss or Mrs. Not Miss, just the Mrs., which means a generic, you know, like a madam, and isn't related to your marital status or your age. So Germany has been doing that since the 70s, which is amazing. And then France and Brittany, there are two separate towns that have removed mademoiselle from all official documents. So they just use madame, again, not discriminating against age or marital status.
Right. So, and that's what used to be, if you like, that's used to be the Mrs. designation. Now that's just used for all women.
Yeah, that's right. It's interesting, when I looked into it further in France, apparently they used to have a title for young men, which was demoiselle. So like Mademoiselle from Miss, it was the male version, which was Demoiselle, which literally meant squire, which is quite funny. For like a young man, I guess, which would be like master in today's, well, you know, I don't think many people use master anymore. But Demoiselle went out, obviously, with the Middle Ages, practically, so...
Mm. I suppose, though, well, I suppose this has to start in officialdom for it to filter down to the rest of the culture. Because
yes.
That instance you cited of, in your article about being in the doctor's surgery, she yes. seemed to be unaware of the term Ms. completely.
Well, she was unaware of the term Ms. And actually, I think a lot of people, that is always slightly annoying, because when you say Ms., people often say... Sorry, because they're not sure whether you said
yes.
whether you said Miss or Mrs. And you can, and you really can see people looking at your wedding ring finger,
mm.
you know, to see where to make a judgment call. And it's just, I just think, well, my name's just Catherine Mack, really. I don't need to tell you what my title is. So it does seem strange, and I just wish that government would lead on this and just start removing it from government documents so that we don't have to put it in. Funnily enough, I went on, as part of the research, I went on the American visa website, and I noticed that you don't have to put in your title at all to get an ESTA visa.
Ah.
Yeah, and you don't have to get a ticket on Amtrak or to get a ticket on American Airlines. Although, following your report, I don't think I would argue with United Airlines right now.
Yes.
if they ask for it, but...
That is very interesting. Though I suppose I wonder, though, the issue about gender identification, does that perhaps complicate it? Though I suppose that the answer to that is if there's a series of boxes underneath where you put your name.
Yeah, well, I mean, I really think on most forms, gender identification is treated separately from your title anyway.
Mm.
So that's why for me it's a very different issue. But certainly in this day and age, people are, you know, we are becoming more sensitive to all of these issues. So... if government can lead, and particularly if Irish government can lead at European level, I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, though, you know, presumably there are situations where it's relevant to ask. Maybe insurance or things like that.
To ask what your marital...
status is, yes.
Yes, I suppose there are. I suppose there are. But really, at the moment, I think they're probably few and far between.
Yeah. Catherine, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Catherine Mack there, who is writing that piece today in the Irish Times.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.